welcome to 100% Bliss. We are going to have a magical month together and really go into much deeper levels of the experience of happiness and joy and full self-expression in this class. Today we're going to be doing a couple powerful clearings to really open up to joy, to happiness, to bliss, clearing some of the family stuff that's maybe held you back, your rights, your ability, the really permission to be happy, to be joyful, to experience bliss. So I welcome you to this call. It's an intimate call. We have about 30 students on the call, so we'll be able to answer all the questions as they come up. Nice to see you, Janice and Sharon and Pamela. So welcome to the call. And let me see. We're just going to get started here. Hang on one second. And we'll start our screen share. There we go. All right, 100% Bliss. And today's class, Bliss Training 1, we're going to be looking at what holds you back from feeling the deep, lasting joy you so deserve to feel. In this training, our clearings focus on influence of family, from bloodline, group mind, negative control, influences through family soul and DNA. We'll be removing blocks from all areas with the goal of achieving a higher vibration of both pleasure and joy consistently. And this morning we're going to do an American blessing. Sounds a little bit like an Irish blessing. And we'll sing it three times through. So I'll sing it once, and then we'll sing it together three times. So actually, I'll sing it four times. So it goes like this. May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you. May the pure light within you guide your way home. So now we'll do it three times through as a group. May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you. May the pure light within you guide your way home. May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you. May the pure light within you guide your way home. May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you. May the pure light within you guide your way home. Guide your way on. All right, and also welcome to Cindy, Kathleen, Darshan, Karen, and Serena. Wonderful. Wonderful to have you on the call. Welcome, welcome. So we'll quickly go over the quantum pump and muscle testing, as we do now in every session. Ooh, it's dark in here. There we go. So the quantum pump is your elbow at your side and your hand pumping. This is the quantum pump. And it's not this. This is kind of exaggerated. So it's not that squeezing thing. It's just a gentle reflex. You can see elbow at the side and hand pumping. There we go. And double pump looks like this. And you can also have your feet going, and that's kind of like that. It's just flapping with the ankle. So you can do a double pump. You can do a double pump. I pump with the right hand. That's the outer assertive hand. You can use the left hand also. So whatever is best for you. The right hand tends to be a little stronger, but do what makes sense for you. And if you get tired, you're welcome to pump with your feet for a while. So that is the quantum pump. Muscle testing is just a right hand. There are different ways to muscle test, by the way. This is the way that I teach, but if you have a way that works for you, use it. Right hand, ring finger. Keep it very stiff, very firm. Press down with the pointer from the left finger if you're saying something that's true, it'll hold. If you're saying something that is not true, a lie, it'll drop. So not true is what we're looking at. So I'm Julie Renee holds. I'm Bozo the Clown does not hold. Kinesiology was defined by a chiropractor in 1976, but it's been around forever. The reason it works is that your muscles actually know what's true and not true, so your muscles become weak. So you want to keep your muscle really firm when you're pressing. And then the reason that the quantum pump works, what we're doing with the quantum pump, is there are two kinds of physics. There's the Newtonian physics, which is like gravity falling, the apple falling from the tree, and then there's quantum physics, both defined in 1915. Quantum physics says that we're all part of a field of particles vibrating. So we're made up of those particles vibrating. And based on how particles are vibrating, you get a Julie Renee, you get a bouquet of flowers, you get the globe there we go. And so what we're doing is we're thinking a thought to rearrange something, and then we're pumping this hand pump actually activates the higher frequencies of the quantum field. There are lower frequencies in the field that are pretty stagnant and don't move, and there are higher frequencies, and we get into like the pleasure field where we can actually shift reality. And the quantum pleasure field, for those of you who have a background in the Indian tradition, East Indian tradition, the Shiva Shakti energy, the ability to create and to destroy. That's what the quantum field allows us to do. Oh, lots more people sign in. Good morning. Okay, so let's see. Maggie and Yeshwant and Sharon and Nadia. Hi, nice to see all of you. Welcome. Okay, so we've got our pump and our muscle testing defined. And let's see. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to clear on the right ability and permission to higher levels of joy and happiness. So we'll be clearing the family programs. I'd like everybody to start pumping right now. This is the list of things that we're going to be clearing. Family programs from bloodline, soul contracts, family soul, demonic curses, satanic curses, evil spirit curses, group mind virus, curses, black magic, cycles, trauma, clan, DNA, karma, emotions, shared family emotion, ghosts, and evil spirits. So these are the things that we're going to be clearing now, and we're going to do a clearing on this right. So the right ability and permission to have experience ongoingly higher levels of joy and happiness. And a lot of times, I'm sure all of you realize that your family has a set point, and it'll come in and affect you and really maybe hold you down or suppress you or keep you, hold you back from really experiencing the joy, the happiness, the real ecstasy that you're meant to experience in your body. And hi, Neela, I see you there. So we're just pumping. We're going to do this for maybe about 7 minutes, maybe a little bit longer, but let's just go for it. Let's just clear as much as we can on the right ability and permission to higher levels of joy and happiness. Very good. And while we're doing that, I put the Triambakam mantra because I know so many of you love the Triambakam mantra. So why don't we chant the Triambakam mantra a couple times, maybe 10 times through. And as we chant the mantra, just understand that when we're chanting, whatever we're chanting, we're moving energy faster. We're getting into a higher frequency. So this is going to help a lot. With moving things into a higher frequency and then making that shift. Om Triambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivartanam Urvar Rupamivat Bandhanat Mrityor Mukshiyamamritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrityor Mukshiyamamritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrityor Mukshiyamamritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrityor Mukshiyamamritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrityor Mukshiyamamritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrityor Mukshiyamamritatu Om Trayambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvar Rukamivat Bandhanat Mrityor Mukshiyamamritatu That felt wonderful, didn't it? Okay, so we are clearing on the permission, ability, and right to have consistent joy and happiness. And I got a question from Darshan. How would I differentiate love and joy? And they're really different, aren't they? I mean, love is a feeling towards something or a feeling of it's... I've never defined it, so it's a good question, Darshan. But I think when you think about joy, it's an internal experience, and when you think about love, it's almost like an expression of appreciation. It could be love for yourself, but it's almost like love is active, where joy is more present. It's like the present state. But when you experience a great deal of love, you're of course experiencing joy. So that they go hand in hand that way. And I was thinking about that when we were talking about, and we've been, you know, the topic or the name of the class is bliss, and bliss gets to be a state of being, and happiness is an emotion and a feeling. So you have the bliss, which is the state, and you have the emotion, which is happiness. So we're working with a couple different, actually, kind of frequencies, and each level higher gets you to a different frequency. So you have the emotion and the state of being. So let's see where we're at. I think we're probably moving through. I want to do a blueprint activation too today. So let's see where we're going with that. Okay. We're going to go back to our clearing. And there we go. Let's see. We're about 50% through, so we have a little bit more pumping to do on this 50% through. Let's see, we've been pumping for 7 or 8 minutes. Good. You're welcome, Darshan. Are you all feeling blissed out and excited today? I bet you are. We got a lot of good mornings and happiness energy on the call, which is going to be a wonderful, wonderful month together, bringing lots of joy and lots of happiness and really grounded, centered joy and happiness so that we get into that state of bliss. Okay, I see some more comments. I have been listening to the Try and Become Mantra at least an hour each day, and so today I could chant with you without stumbling over the sounds and words. Hallelujah! Yay, Janice! And Yeshwant, I need to be joyful internally, which I'm only after euphoria through alcohol or other external things. Oh, okay. And, yeah, so that's a whole different experience. That's actually, you know, getting out of yourself. And what we're doing is we're going in and we're clearing the darkness, the holds, the, you know, we're clearing away the things that aren't you. Because truth be told, anything that our natural state, I'm coming back on the screen, our natural state is joy. Our natural state is love. Our natural state is contentment and happiness and peace. And anything that lowers that is not our natural state. It's not natural to grieve, be angry, be bitter. It's part of our human experience, and we have, you know, wired into us the old primitive brain of fear and dominate, whatever those other feelings are. But who we are as a being is love, joy, happiness, contentment, peace. That's who we are. And anything that interferes with that or isn't aligned with that is not truly us. And so then you can go into your field and you can see what programs are running, like we just are working on the right, the ability, and permission. And then I identified all of the things in that area of right, ability, and permission to experience joy and happiness on an ongoing basis. So, you know, we have the power to shift and to change and to live in joy and happiness. I've done one lock times chanting of this mantra. Okay. And Darshan, I am happy to be in bliss. I'm going through stuff around friendships, and
my happiness depends on others. I actually want to be able to bubble with it without outside things affecting me. Well, I really know that. So exactly. I know I had said that I was going to first of all unplug from drama, and that was maybe 15 years ago, that I had been in the drama cycle, and all of my friendships were based on, you know, supporting each other through catastrophes. And I said, I just want to talk about what changes the world and makes the world better, what we're happy about, what we're in love with, what we're appreciative of, how we want to change the world, how we can do it together. And so I changed with how my conversations were going. That was like a first step for me on, you know, really me being the designer of what was showing up around me. But I think one of the things that you're talking about too, Darshan, is when you have that where you're the source of happiness, when you're the source of joy, it doesn't matter what your friends are doing, it comes from inner resources that you've loved yourself, you've given to yourself, you've really fueled your emotional tanks, your love tanks, your validation tanks. You've said to yourself when you look in the mirror, I love and appreciate you. You are amazing. You are wonderful. And there comes Heather. Good morning. Yay. So understand that this love that you're looking for, a joy that you're looking for, contentment, happiness that you're looking for, it comes from you being that for yourself first. And sometimes it takes some courage. Like if you're having some friends that aren't being loving with you or are excluding you somehow, taking a step back and looking at what are the programs in my field that allow that to happen. So sometimes we have stuff in our field that isn't stuff we put there. It's maybe stuff our family put there, or maybe stuff from a past life. And we do have some stuff we'll be working on. We've got three different clearings today. But you can look at, you can muscle test and look for, what is the source of this where I'm not feeling happy because somebody behaved in a way that I'm not thrilled with. So in your case, it feels like is if you're rejected or if you're told that you're there's something where you're being rejected. That's what I see. And so, there's something in your field that allows that to impact you. Because I can be rejected and not impacted, like somebody say, oh, I don't like that, or, you're wrong about that. And it doesn't impact me because I know in my own being that I'm doing the very best I can and that I love myself and that's the most important thing. I help a lot of people. And I can't be affected by one negative person. One negative person, and they're pretty infectious, right? And you just want to really have that shield up that says, well, I get it. But you have to love yourself from the inside so that it doesn't impact you when it does come to you. Okay, and that's true. I get resentments coming up. Okay, all right. And with resentment, there's always resentment goes hand in hand with jealousy. And so you want to kind of look at, is there something in your field either attracting people being jealous of you or you being jealous of others? Is there something in your field where you're resentful of them or they're resentful of you? And you want to clear that from your field. And, you know, sometimes it's, sometimes our friendships need upgrading, whether they can move up or we can gently, not abruptly move them out, but gently start spending less time with them and spend time with people who are in the higher frequency, you know, so maybe joining a club or going to a meditation group or, you know, I'm not sure where you would plug in. I know for me, I've been looking at, because I've been here a year and I've made some friends, but they're not in the right frequency. And so they end up not showing up when I invite them or canceling on a dinner, not coming to a party, or whatever. And I thought, you know what? I've made friends by the traditional ways that you make friends, like going to church and meeting up with friends of friends and things like that. And I thought, well, I need to put myself where people who love what I love are. So so I've joined like Monterey Bay Aquarium, which people who love science and love, they're really activists, so they love the sea and the creatures of the sea. I've joined the Carmel Valley, let's see, it's called SeaVac, so Carmel Valley Activities Recreation, I don't know. It's like the old tennis club has now been converted, and it's got pools and evening events, like members' evening social events. It's got all 96 exercise classes a week. It's outdoor, indoor with the refuge and 10 pools and mineral pools and baths and steam rooms and all that stuff. So, and then I joined a PAC Rep, which is all the children's stuff, so children's theater and that kind of thing. So I've been putting myself, I've been joining things where I'm going to meet people in hopefully the right frequency, people who value the same things that I value. And you might, you know, start thinking about it in terms of where would people be who really are on the right frequency, because you've got the friends you've got, and then you want to also have the friends who might be of a higher frequency. And so I just encourage you to love the ones you're with, but if the ones you're with are bring you down, they have a negative vibe most of the time, or they can be kind of a bummer, you want to have them less active in your life. Maggie, I feel negative energy of other people. How do I handle that? You'll feel it because something is in your field that allows it to magnetize to you. But I think because you can also feel the joy and the frequency of appreciation and happiness. And it might be partly the people you're around, like I was talking about, but it also might be what you're sourcing from yourself. Because I can be somewhere and... if I really do pick up a lot of negativity, I actually just leave because it's not the frequency that I want to be in. I want to be in a frequency that's joyous and happy. Let's just check, and then we'll keep answering questions. I'm happy to have the questions coming in, but let's check where we are with this clearing. I think we might be close. Let's see. 83% clear on this. So we'll just keep pumping. Everybody keep pumping. I feel I need a new tribe. So it's great what you say. Oh, good, Darshan. Very happy to hear that. I also, like, I have lovely people in my life, but one of my girlfriends who I do things with, she's like goes to happy hour, and she loves it, and she goes to happy hour a couple times a week, and I've gone twice with her in the year, but I don't drink, so it's sitting with people who all have different values than I do. You know, if we go to happy hour and I sit and everybody's happy, but they're happy because they've had, you know, knocked down 4 drinks in 2 hours or something, I don't know. So I was like, you know what, she's a lovely lady, but I need to have people who share my values. And so it's a journey. You know, life continues to be a journey. I think the thing that has been really lovely for me is to, as I clear permission, right, and ability, which I've done in many areas now, and then also work on my emotional field. By the way, we have a class on emotions coming up, which is going to be spectacular, unbelievable. So I notice that I go from that traumatized kind of isolated individual to, I don't know, I mean, I've been working on it for years, but it just is so amazing how I'm being able to respond in a completely different way as I make these shifts. So living with having the right to love and be around the people who you want to be around, having the ability to follow through, having permission to have joy and happiness, but you can also have permission to have higher vibration, higher frequency friends. And if I test for you guys, if you have permission, the right, and ability to have higher frequency friends, oh my God, it's only coming in at 3%. So you guys don't have the right ability and permission to have higher frequency friends. Isn't that interesting? So maybe that's one of the clearings that'll be homework this week, is to pump for that. I'll create a little chart for you guys and send it out to you with the homework. So you'll have something to do. Let me make a note of that. And I'll give you the what to clear and how many hours. I see Jan's going, what about outbreak grading spouses? Yeah, you might need to. There's a lot of clearing if you decide to shift. And the so interesting thing is sometimes when we shift ourselves and remove all of the negatives from ourselves, our spouses become much friendlier. So that'll be an interesting journey to see, you know, when you remove all of the kind of dark things from your field and all the family programming in that, you might actually have a much friendlier spouse. What if your job keeps you surrounded daily with very low frequencies like addictions? What's your job, Janice? Are you working as an addiction counselor? Or are you a bartender? Let me know what your job is. I'd love to know, because then I can answer it with a little better, knowledge here. Go the right direction for you. So on the level of what I work with women, and I used to, this is how I transitioned into what I'm doing now. Many years ago, I was a massage therapist, and I did massage for 17 years. That's how I injured a couple of my fingers, because I did deep tissue and sports massage on big men for years and years and years, and I damaged three of my joints, so I have crooked fingers. But I transitioned, and how I did, four years of the intuitive counseling and jadeite healing, so I used jadeite stones on people. So this is years ago. But how we transitioned them into happiness, and they were all women in late 30s and early 40s who had children, and it's so funny, a hairdresser got my name, and I helped her get through her transition. She divorced a husband and then married another fellow, but went completely step by step, didn't do, you know, at all, kind of she did consciously. And then she recommended, and other people became attracted to this process, which is you work on yourself for 3 to 6 months. You stay with the partner you're with, and you practice validating them. You say, honey, you're my hero. I really appreciate when you take the garbage out. And you don't talk negative to them, but your time is spent on healing yourself. So you you have regular weekly massage. You go to a club. You get into the right weight that you want to be, the right look, the right hair color, the right, have a makeover. I mean, they do makeovers for free at the department stores. So you really are focused on, you meditate daily. You're focused on nurturing yourself and bringing balance into your life. You know what? I'm going to send you guys my balance book, too, in the chart so that you can work on that, finding balance. So I'll send that to you in the homework today, too. It's called Balance Your Life Now. And it's a wonderful on just really how do you balance your life and how do you, because when you have your life balanced really completely, filled out to like 90% in each area, you're happy. You are. I mean, I've watched people who they had two or three areas that were completely ignored in their life, and when they brought balance, they couldn't believe how happy they were, that it just life changed so dramatically for them. So I'll send you that also today in the homework. It'll be another bonus. Okay. More support materials. We can always use that, right? All right. I work with healing people who have been ritually and sexually abused and other addictions. Oh, Janice, okay. So your job is you are really a sacred healer, and you bring a sacredness to your work. And I'm just going to say that at some point you might say, I've done that and I want to move to the next different thing, and then gently move into something that's not so traumatic. I think when I first started as a healer, I worked with sexually abused women and I worked with men in recovery. I mean, it was really, those were the two areas. So they were everybody in recovery from either sexual abuse or alcoholism, drugs. And that relatively quickly, I maybe 3 years later, I'm like, wow, I'm interested in herbal medicine. I'm interested in flower essences. And I shifted the clientele so that I was working with construction workers and just general women. And then I upgraded again, and I started working a lot with pregnancy, which is really joyful. And then from there, I was doing, you know, sacred jadeite hot stone massage. And from there, I shifted up when I had my revelation in the garden, and I started really just doing this sacred work. So the last 8 years, I've been doing the quantum activations. But sometimes we're in either a relationship or in a group, peer group, or we're, you know, in a job that maybe we do need to shift. Maybe we have done what we needed to do, and that it's not our job to stay in a difficult frequency indefinitely. And I think when you look at how your life shows up for you, it can go on and on. Oops, opened that up. It can go on and on if you stay in where people are reporting all the trauma and all the difficulty, and you're sitting in it, you're marinating in it. You may have difficulty being in joy because you're marinating every day in people's pain. And you know, one of the things that really helps is to meditate and really clear your energy before and after you work with people like that. And I honor you for the work you've done, and it's an amazing journey. I just wouldn't recommend it for a lifetime. Okay, and Sabine, the best way to not get thrown out of good vibes by my own thoughts and fears. I think that you have thoughts and fears. I think that they come up because that actually is a function of the brain. It's the survival brain. But I think that as soon as the thoughts and fears come up, if you can self-soothe and tell yourself that you're safe, you know, so that you become more responsive to yourself, I think that that's going to help tremendously. So self-soothing, I'm safe, and you find evidence that you're safe, and everybody loves me, or I love myself, or, you know, whatever it is that takes you back into, this is okay, I'm in a good place. That's going to be good. Okay, let me just, Janice, I see you. I'm going to answer, but I want to just check where we're at with this clearing so we can move to the next one. I think what we're done. Yeah, okay, so we can move to the next clearing. And the next clearing is on removing blocks and programs to experiencing consistent and lasting joy. And amplification, we have soul contracts, evil spirit curses, bloodline, alien type 3 and 8, holographic inserts, implants, mechanisms, evil spirits. And then in perception, we have group mind, black magic, curses, trauma, cycles, contracts, and DNA. So let's go ahead and keep clearing. We're just keeping pumping, and we're clearing. Removing blocks and programs to experiencing consistent and lasting joy. Right, Jenna. So I'm just recommending that maybe gently over a year you can make a vision of another group of people to work with, because it feels like marinating in their pain, because you're in it all the time. So I would look at that. And then someone else can take over that role, because it is a sacred role, but it's not a role that you should play for a lifetime. And Jan, do you call on archangels to soothe? I don't, but if those are your higher guides that you'd like to call on, you can. I think that ultimately the deepest healing is when you can self-soothe, when you can do it yourself. When you can say, I'm okay, I'm safe, I'm loved. And so that's where you really want to end up. And Sabine, thanks. I appreciate your ideas. Wonderful. Good. okay, so I'm not wanting you to pump for this, and we're only having 20 minutes left, and I'm going to need some time to do this process. So I'm going to go into the blueprint, and it's going to make an improvement, a correction on joy and happiness, which is currently repressed in the human blueprint. So let's see, should I do that now? I'm going to do that. I guess I'll do that at 9:45. So let's all pump together for a while on this process. I'm just seeing when the timing is going to be just perfect. So 9:45, I'll go into the blueprint to work on that activation. Oh, you're welcome, Melissa. This is going to be great. I think all of us are going to have, I'm excited myself. I've been feeling really excited about this class for the last week, like, oh, I'm going to have a whole week to work, or a whole month, rather, to work on bliss. Dear Julie, can we depend upon your pumping and clearing for me, or have to do it myself also? Yeshua, during the call, I'm pumping for everybody, but I would love to have all of you pumping, because as you pump with me, your pumping skills get much stronger, and so they go faster. Janice, oh, I cried when you said I was a sacred work. Maybe I have done my time and it's someone else's turn. I felt like I was destined to heal all of them, I guess because of my own background. Thank you so much. Oh, you're welcome, Janice. And absolutely, it's funny because I did that work, maybe not on the depth that you have, but then I did about 18 months where I worked with people who were passing over, and they would come to me, and they were terminally ill, and I would heal them. I would sing to them. I would massage them, but they were already in their death patterns. It wasn't they were coming to me to pull through. They were coming to me to help them die, and I think I helped 9 people die in 18 months, and it was really good. I learned so much. And then I felt like I had done enough. And then I did 4 years of high-risk pregnancy. And the healthy pregnant women were easy to work with. The high-risk women who I helped get through their pregnancies, and sometimes mothers of twins and triplets, or there was something medically wrong with the baby or the mother. Those were all kind of life and death things. And the going in the hospital and staying for 14 hours and, you know, helping 140 women in 4 years. It was huge. And I felt like I had to graduate from that too. So I did the death stuff and I did the life stuff and I did the trauma stuff, you know, where I worked with the women in recovery from sexual abuse, not ritual abuse, but sexual abuse and the alcohol abuse or addiction. And those were like levels of, I could move into levels that I was interested in. And finally, I'm in these really high frequencies where we're actually able to affect change in very powerful ways. And I think that that's just a natural for you. I really think that it's a natural thing to step up to the next level for you. Okay. Okay, good. All right, let's see. And we're at 44, so one more minute, and then I'm going to go into the blueprint. We're going to do a shift in the blueprint on happiness and joy, which is currently being repressed by alien type 3. And I'm going to change, hopefully I have enough time. I'll change 4 things in the blueprint to improve happiness and joy for all of humanity, and especially for the people in the call, but it'll affect everyone because I'm doing the big blueprint shift. Darshan, I'm a twin, and our bliss patterns, is our bliss pattern intertwined, and can we separate them? I don't think it is intertwined, and you can separate even more if you want to. Do the karma clearing and clear cords, contracts, agreements, control energy, shared energy. That would help a lot. So. Okay, so we're going to go into the next thing. What I'd like you to do is, we'll come back to this because we're about 70% clear on that, but I need to have some time in the blueprint. I'd love for you guys to just pump to support the process. I'm going to go in and shift a couple things, and then I'll come back out. I'm going to put on the screen what we're doing, so you'll see an image of the process that we're doing. And I'm just going to go in and make that correction. And I won't be talking for a couple minutes. So just go ahead and pump, hold the space, hold the energy for this process.
Okay, I am back. Okay, let's see. Here we go. So I did the 100% on that, so that's cleared. Did you guys feel something shifting? I hope so. Let's see. It's interesting to go in there. I had tested that there were more than 100 downgrades that had been done by mostly archons on the blueprint, and that over the coming year we'd be able to go in classes. You guys would support me going into the blueprint, and we would upgrade the blueprint in so many ways so that there'd be happiness and joy and contentment, and the body would function better. So it's really exciting for me to have the opportunity with you to have you hold the space for me so I can go in, and we have a group that's holding the shift. So that's wonderful. Oh, fantastic. Oh, really happy. Okay. There was a question that came in. Wonderful, Neela. I'm glad you felt it. And Jan asked, can we pump for specific business organizations' bliss too? You can, although it's really good to work on your stuff, and then when you work on your stuff, then the next level would be working on your karma and your relationship with the business. And then you could pump for the business if you own the business. I wouldn't necessarily, because who owns the business has set the business the way they want it. So pumping for a business may interfere with what they set the business to do. So I wouldn't pump for the business, but you could do the relationship with the business, so you and the relationship with the business and your karma with the business. Okay. Jan, amplification and perception are part of the human blueprint. We go through it really in depth in the 100% You class, which is going on right now. So that's what that class is all about. It's about defining things. But very simply, in the blueprint is perception, essence, matter, energy, and realms. Perception are thoughts. Essence is like spirit, soul, life force, high self. Body, matter is bodies, so all things physical, and then energy, chakras. Sorry, I'm not quite back from the blueprint thing. The chakras, the aura, so that's the energy. And then the supporting realms are the realm of genesis, embodiment, quantum, and amplification. Amplification is like the law of attraction field, and so there are things in the amplification field, including spiritual parasites and pests, so spiritual interferences go into the law of attraction field, and perception are the thought forms which inform us. When we clear things from perception and amplification, they're the negatives. But understand that there is a much bigger field of you know, the perception, which is part of the blueprint, and amplification, that has many positive things in it. So I've just listed the negatives. Well, that's a very simple explanation. I go into a lot of detail in the 100% You book and also the 100% You class that's going on right now, which is very modestly priced. It's, you know, if you want to get in, it's under $100, and it's fabulous. So, okay. So I hope that's just a brief, and so that's where we're clearing. We're clearing where the programs show up. That's where what we're clearing. Okay, so Maggie said, very powerful. Sharon says, thank you. Melissa, if you can't feel the energy, does that mean it didn't work for me? Oh, absolutely not. Some people are sensitive to the energies, and some people are clairvoyant, and some people aren't sensitive. It works for everybody. And Victoria says, thank you. Hi, Victoria. And Heather, my body danced the whole time with happiness. Yay! Sharon said, thank you. I feel a sense of expansion. Yes, thank you so much. And Nadia, thank you so much. And Jan and Darshan. So Sharon, fantastic, everybody. All right, let's pop back. Let's see where we're at. We had Victoria curious. What do the anchors look like? Let's do that in the anchors class. We're going to have a class on anchors coming up. There's one in July, and there's one in October, November. So let me look at that a little more closely at that point. That would be helpful. Okay, we're 85% on this one. And Cindy says, thank you, amazing. You're welcome.
So we're 85% on this one, so we have a little bit of clearing left on this, removing the blocks and programs to experiencing consistent, lasting joy. Let's see. Can we get it done if you guys stay on for 10 minutes? Oh, yeah. So it looks like we have 13 more minutes of pumping, and this will be cleared, which is perfect. You get to watch the videos and pump with me. So that's perfect. We'll get through this. And then I will send some homework, the permission, right, and ability to have higher frequency friends. And I'm going to send you the Balance Your Life Now book and the worksheets that go with that. So you'll have some extra little things to work on this week. Yeah, that should be good. And then just a reminder before the class is completed, the online apprentice program, actually I can take the coming soon off, it's here. So it starts in June, so if you're interested in that, your Year of Miracles is also up and running and amazing. Here are the spring and summer trainings. The 100% You is going on right now. Quantum Mind, the Four Pillars of Human Mastery is in a couple weeks. 100% Bliss is the class you're in right now. And Brilliant Brain, we're doing brain regeneration in a group, five-part series. Cell regeneration, we're doing a four-part series. Lots and lots of stuff. We have a free Mother's Day healing, Healing the Mother's Wound. That's on Saturday this week. And lots and lots of good stuff. So there we go. We're just completing. We're just coming to the end here, my dears. So I honor you. I love you. I cherish you. We're going to have a blissful month. I'll be sending you the homework, and we'll see you very soon, hopefully on the Mother's Day call on Saturday. So it's Thursday, so day after tomorrow. So please sign up. I think it's 9 to 10 on Saturday morning. It's free, and Healing the Mother Wound. So that will really even make this program even that much better. All right, and Genesis, thank you for working on the blueprint and upgrading it. I never realized that happiness, joy could be repressed and not have permission to have them in your life. Great class. Yay! And Kathleen, thank you. Yes. Okay. Very good. All right, you guys, I will see you soon. Love you. Bye. Julie Renee?
The moderator has left the conference.